Welcome to, this is a class two from Quentin, Body Mind Yoga. Welcome. We'll begin on the back. So on this track, there will be first track will be on the back, and then the second part two of class two will be on another track. So you'll need to go to the second track after this one. But for this class two, we're going to start on lying down on the back. So make yourself comfortable on your mat. Bring yourself down to lying down if you're in a different position. Take some moments to really create a little bit of a space to let down into. And your position could be in Shavasana, which is letting the legs be long, lying down, feet a bit apart. And it could be the arms a little out to the sides, palms facing up to the sky, or palms down onto the ground. Another way is actually just resting the hands on the body as well. Now, I don't know if this position is comfortable for you. Your job is to know. If it is, fantastic, and stay there. And if it isn't, begin in another position that does resonate and be okay for you to pause on the back. Bring a little bit of internal attention to yourself once you're down. Soft eyes, or bringing a little bit more attention to closing the eyes. And settling back for a few moments of pausing or relative stillness, making this time for yourself to be on the mat. And opening up to life as it unfolds on this day and in this moment, in the mind. What's on your heart? How do you feel? What's happening in your body in this moment, and then this moment? Can you deliberately turn to what's there, to the flow? Is there certain parts moving in your body, vibrating? Are there strong signals in some parts of your body and softer signals in other parts? Is your mind racing? Have you got a lot of emotions happening? Now's the time to tune into them. Make a bit of space to listen. Not to wrestle with anything if you can, but connecting to yourself deliberately. A quality of being. You don't need to be anywhere else. You don't need to anticipate what's going to happen, what I'm going to say, or what you think you should be doing. Just gifting some moments of beingness. And what is useful for self-soothing in mind and body is the feeling of the body breathing as a place of tracking the sensations of breathing. So firstly, of course, you are breathing and moving your attention to coming close to that breath and following it in and out as it goes out. Not thinking that you know what's happening with your breathing, but actually just tuning in now, lying here on the ground, feeling your body breathe. And even though there's other signals in your body, feeling the breath come and go. When you're ready, you start to develop a deeper breath now. Start to slowly breathe in a little bit longer, feeling the belly, feeling the chest up. And at the top of that in-breath, just hold the breath for a few moments. And when you do breathe out through the mouth, letting things go. When your body feels like breathing in again, take a nice long breath in, but not too long. Feeling the belly, the chest. Holding your breath if you can for a few moments. Breathing out through the mouth. Letting the body breathe out, or out through the nose if you prefer. And doing it in your own time. Feeling the heart, feeling any movements in your body. Noticing when you go back into the thinking stream, which is not a problem, because it will happen. And letting your breath be the mind focus for a few moments of this day. Notice when you take deeper breaths, the tightness in the chest and the tighter sensations, because you're exaggerating the in-breath. The out-breath is no, you don't need to do much with the out-breath, just let the body breathe out. Wait for your body to decide when it wants to breathe in, and take a nice long drink of that breath in, the inhalation. Filling all the lobes of the lungs. Holding the top of the in-breath. And you might explore how long you feel to hold that breath, but breathing out with a sense of surrender. And now we're going to move from stillness, relative stillness, to coming back to a normal breath rate. And we'll move to semi-supine now. So some of you might already be there. Semi-supine is where the knees are bent. Both feet arrive on the mat. Feet generally hip-width apart. And you might like to have them together, but and that's your choice, or wider than hip-width apart. And move the arms a bit out to the sides now, letting them just slide out somewhere that's appropriate. Could be a cross position with the arms. So sort of straight out from the sides, or a little bit lower or higher. You'll know where to go in your body. And once the arms are stopped moving, focus down on the belly and the pelvis and knees and feet, that lower body area. And gently start to windscreen wiper the knees. So we're going to do a twist. So choosing a direction to tip both knees now, rolling them towards one side and down. Letting them stop naturally because of the tension building. And flow the knees back through the middle place when you feel to. And go from side to side, seeing if you can adopt an attitude of being comfortable and leisure. So taking these moments to move with awareness and comfort. Taking the knees from one side up. And over and down to the other side. So keep the feet on the ground, even though different parts of the feet will lift and rotate. Feet stay connected to the ground. Tipping the knees down to the left, feeling that right hip lift and stretch and waist. Rolling. When you go over to the right side again, you'll be aware of pouring a little bit more weight onto, or a lot more weight onto that right buttock. The left buttock tends to lift up. Action in that left knee and feel the muscles in the left leg. So you're paying deliberately. You're alive, you're open. Bring some interest into what's happening, because it is happening. And you just flow from side to side in your own merry way on this day, in this moment. Some of you might have already begun to turn your head. As the knees move one way, you might roll the head the opposite way, or roll the head the same way. Or does it feel best just to leave the head still and to continue to make the knees go from side to side? Noticing if anything changes in your back. Does things start to loosen through this action of this gentle twisting action? Is there anything particularly niggly Or is anything particularly fine with the movement? Is it a familiar movement? Or quite unfamiliar? When you can, from wherever you are in this moment, would you journey back to where you are in the middle place, where the buttocks come flat onto the mat, the knees stop moving, and the feet are flat, middle ground, relative center. Take some moments now to move the hands around to the back of your head, please. Slide them underneath your head so you can lift your head up. Rest the head on those hands. Hands might be interlocked or just hands resting on each other, elbows out to the sides a little way. And you could just open to this position in this moment. Tension in wrists and shoulders, shoulder blades. Take a nice conscious breath in when you can. Feel the belly up. And when you breathe out, gently pull the belly in. And as you pull the belly in, simultaneously lift the head up using those hands and arm muscles, of course, and roll the head up as if you're sort of casually looking down your body. Of course, bring everything back to the mat when you want to. Repeat the movement so you're breathing out generally, pulling the belly in, but lifting and rolling the head up. And inhaling, coming down. So those of you that are right, and it's quite natural for some of us to coordinate breath and movement, while for others it might feel more of a simpler way to let go of coordinating breath and just to lift, pause and lower back down, and just touching into the breath occasionally. So you might be more interested in your body movement rather than the breathing. Your breath often brings a little bit of emotional calm, and the body feels quite connected when you're feeling breath and body as one. So it's a good avenue to remember to try out and to connect to. Now, next time you've lifted the head up, so whenever you get up there, and just take moments to arrive to lifting head up, sort of pausing up there if you can, lifting up and staying up there. So you're sort of lifting up, balancing on those shoulder blades. You can feel some tension in the neck and the face and the throat. Be tension in the arms and elbows. And how's your breath now? And take again some deliberate moments to let everything unravel back down. Roll the head down, the elbows down. And once you do find that down space, slide the hands out from behind your head, please. Slide them out. And then float the arms up towards the ceiling. So hands come out from behind the head, and you float both arms straight up towards the sky, so the hands are, and arms are pointing towards the ceiling now. So arms perpendicular to the ground, arms above you. And if your eyes are open, you'd be looking at them. Now, we're going to do a little bit of shoulder work and lower back movement now. So the knees, would you tip or tilt the knees to the left and down? So roll them down. And at the same time, if you can, lift that right hand and right arm up towards the ceiling. So the right shoulder can come off the ground now. So the knees tip down to the left, but the right arm sort of extends up. And the right arm goes up, and the left arm might just stay where it is or even bend the elbow, whatever's natural for that left arm. But keep the left arm sort of up there-ish. And then roll knees back through center. Tip the knees to the right and down. And have a little bit of explore with that left arm, reaching, stretching up, stretching, reaching through fingers, wrist, shoulders, armpit. That's it. Find your breath. Move from side to side. The knees go down to the left, the right arm extends up. And whenever you're doing the knees going down to the right, lifting the left arm up. You might want to consciously roll your head with it, or if it doesn't feel right, just finding a movement that does feel right for you. But tipping the knees to the right and lifting that left arm, left shoulder. And when you go down to one side, you could pause on the side there so the knees could actually stop and that opposite arm's up. You can have a twist of the wrist here. Have a little bit of a swirl, a twisting, a rotate of the wrist, or even bring a little bit more attention down into the shoulder and try circling the arm. So if the knees are down to the right, you sort of rolled onto that right hip, right shoulder a little bit, and that left hip, left waist, left arm's getting a bit of a stretch, and taking attention to the wrist or the shoulder, having a bit of a loop or a circle. Of course, you can go from side to side like that, pausing down at the side, having a bit of a rotate of a wrist or a twist of a wrist or the whole arm. And remembering to take some deeper breaths when you can, and letting and fading and releasing as you breathe out, softening. The out breath can be a really letting go time. Or doing your own particular movement as well, having a little explore. Anything really calling your attention here? What are you noticing? If your attention's got distracted, really use the body as a place to come back to. Especially if you've been in the upper body, really come down, breathe down into the belly if you can. Again, take some deliberate moments recognizing where you are in this moment. And again, finding your way back into the central place. Again, would you bring the hands behind your head and come back to center? Rolling the knees back, rolling the body back, bringing the hands behind your head. Letting the elbows relax for a little bit if you can. Just stopping now. Listening to life. Listening in the ears and listening to your body. Listening to your feelings. Listening to your mind. Listening. And remember, the hands are behind the head now. Head on the ground and hands behind it. And feet in semi-supine, so knees bent and feet flat. And we'll start to stretch into the back of the leg a little bit now. So keep your head on the ground just to start with, please. And that right foot, right leg, right heel, lift the right leg up towards the ceiling. So left foot stays on the ground. Left knee's bent, left foot stays on the ground, and right leg stretches up, 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 up. Just take it up, semi-straighten, straighten it, get a feel the tension in the back of the leg and the front of the leg. Just feeling your body, right leg going up, left leg staying down. Staying up there if you can for a few moments, taking some breaths. Remember the attitude of just taking a bit of a holiday now in your body. No need to make it too intense, and no need to make it too relaxing as well. Bend that right knee, lower that right foot back down, let it stop, and again change and lift the left leg up, stretching that left leg up. So you feel the heel and the Achilles tendon, the calf muscle. When that left leg goes up, you might have a swirl of the ankle, have a little bit of a rotate there. And while you're there, when that left leg is up, if you can, again, lift your head up. So lift the head up now, hands behind the head, lifting the head up, left leg up, lifting up. So you're making a both ends of the body up. When you want to come down, bend that left knee, lower the foot down, and lower the head down as well, and elbows down. And then when it's time to, when you feel like it, again, semi-straighten that right leg up towards the ceiling. And if it feels right, lifting the head up again. So lifting the head and the shoulders, right leg and the head up, coming back to the mat when you want to, and alternating, of course, changing from side to side. Feeling the shape of the spine when you go up. One leg staying on the ground, other leg going up, rolling the upper body up a little bit. Those of you who want to make it a bit more challenging, have the legs long and do it from a legs long position. Are there things that naturally catch your attention? Is there quite a big difference between the right leg qualities when you're in that right leg to the left leg? Or if you're happy to now, try both legs together, lifting both legs up. So staying with one leg at a time and using another option of doing both legs. Some of you might be already there or might have chosen in your own mind to go there. That's fine, using the practice for yourself. So it's beneficial for you. When you come down, take moments to be down. There's no rush to get down, no rush to go up. You can always pause up there. Feeling face and shoulders and chest and belly. What's the lower back doing? What's the legs doing? And then please bring everything back down if things are up. Bring things back down to the ground. And slide the legs long and take the hands out from behind your head. Rest the arms in a suitable position. And if the legs aren't comfortable with the legs extended and long, you just choose your own position now. Could be the butterfly pose, could be soles of the feet to each other, knees out to the sides, or semi-supine as an option. Otherwise, resting, a relative stop now. Body pausing and open to life. Open to the feeling of breathing, feeling of clothes, feeling of muscles, opening to what catches your attention. And in a knowing way, knowing what's catching your attention. And when you can, bring again a sense of moving the body back to semi-supine again, bending the knees, bringing both feet back up onto the mat, feeling perhaps a tension in the thighs, and knees bent, feet on the ground, feet apart, and have the arms sort of down a little bit closer to the sides of yourself on your mat or a little off the mat. Can even hold the heels over you. Those of you that are quite comfortable connecting hands to the ankles or heels. But just arms in a relaxed position. That's the main thing. We're going to do a bit of shoulder bridging work. So I'm going to use the legs, so pushing into the mat with the feet, evenly if you can. And lifting the pelvis, and lifting the belly as well. So obviously the belly, pelvis and belly lift up. If the pelvis goes up, the belly is going to go up. So pushing and lifting and rolling the spine up, feeling the weight roll up the back a little bit. Now, for some of us, it might be just a little bit of a lower back, a little gentle roll up and then letting down. You can choose how strong you want to make this by remembering in shoulder bridge that if you've got any pillows, if you need, if you've got any neck support, you'll take that neck support away, generally for shoulder bridge, unless you have other advice, but take it away from this ideally, and pushing into the ground with those feet, lifting the pelvis, lifting the belly, lifting the back. Feet stay on the ground, rolling up into the shoulder blade area. Remembering if you feel quite comfortable, it's useful to stay in the bridge, to hold the bridge, to find out what happens if you stay in the bridge. Or if you prefer, you just flow in and flow out of the position in your own way. The practice is for you, and you know what's there. You know what's there in your body by being in your body. The legs are working, ankles, knees, thighs, the glutes. If you're holding the bridge, if you happen to be up, you could try pausing up there and drawing little circles in the air with the pelvis. Swaying a little bit, circling. If you're down, again, take some moments just to relax, unwind, or flow up and down. Then would you unravel or let things down if you haven't done already? Let the body down. Bring some moments to letting down. Unravel down. Once you come down, feel the sigh or softness return into your body when you're no longer effort making. Bunch both knees up over the chest. Both knees up now over your body, so feet off the ground. Hold on to the knees, one knee in each hand. Knees can be apart or together. And just guide the knees now in towards the body. Bring them in so the elbows bend and the tailbone will lift and you can feel the pressure in the belly and the chest. Bring the knees in. Let the knees out a little way. Knees out from the chest so the arms straighten. Guide the knees in. Breathe out as the knees come in towards your body. Inhale, let the knees go out. So knees above you. You're lying on your back. You're holding each knee. Top of the knee or the sides of the knee or underneath the knee, both knees coming towards the chest or armpit area, so bringing them in towards you and then away out from you, rolling back and forth. As you come in, you feel the pressure increase in the pelvis and the belly and the chest. And as your knees go out, there's less pressure because you're not forcing anything. Then you could coordinate breathing here. Breathing out, knees coming in. Inhaling, knees going away from you. Or just letting the natural breath, feeling in the arms. And again, pause. Let everything come back down. Rest. And then we'll come up to finish this part. And go to part 2.